is a document that is tackling many of the challenges that we have in the world nowadays through the lens of housing, so homes, places where we live. It's addressing environmental issues, but also social and economic. It's very important as it's coming in the aftermath of the economic crisis, which started, as you might remember, because of a housing bubble, which put a lot of people in North America, but also throughout Europe, in a very difficult situation, in either not being able to pay for a mortgage or even losing their homes. And it's also highlighted that the situation in terms of rental or property of home is not that easy and simple, as many challenges in our region. Over 40% of the income of most ECE people is spent on housing, which is definitely unsustainable. And also we have in many regions, in many countries, a housing stock which is definitely obsolete, in need of renewal. As you might imagine, also the contribution to emissions is very high in many countries. Homes need to be energy friendly, and most of them are not. So there are several challenges. I mentioned just a few, but as you can imagine, when you go home, also you look around you, you see that your life is there. There are many aspects that come together in a house and in a home, and this document is addressing them all.
Now, this document will be used going forward by the UN.
Yes, this document will be sent to Habitat 3, which is a very important global conference. It will take place October 2016 in Quito, Ecuador, and will set the new urban agenda at the global scale, as I said. So this will be the contribution of the ECE region to the debate, and we think it's a very important document because actually if you go through it, you see there's a sort of universal document. It's based on the situation in ECE, but most of the principles also applicable to the rest of the world. What is very important, talking about principles, and we hope this will be picked up by Habitat 3 as well, is that usually we refer to the three pillars of sustainable development: economic, environmental, and social. In this case, a fourth pillar was added, which is the cultural aspect. And when it comes to houses, when it comes to your home, culture is also very important, and it's a very important pillar of this document.
Perhaps one might expect that in the ECE region, housing isn't necessarily an issue. It's developed, it's rich. Why is it, compared with other nations, other regions of the world, an important issue, or as important as it is elsewhere, where perhaps housing needs are more urgent?
Well, we are going towards the climate change convention at the end of this year, just to pick a topic, and 40% of the emissions in the region comes from housing and building. So that's just to give you an answer. If we fix housing, we will fix 40% of the emissions, and that will be an amazing result, of course. This is a simple example. When we talk about the economic development of a country, it's very much linked to housing purchase, but also the construction of housing and the housing market. As I mentioned, it's very much linked to the economic crisis and, of course, to the ability of an economy to start all over or improve. So, again, another reason why it's very important for the region. There are other aspects also related to minorities or related to specific difficult situations. If you think that, and this is a cautious estimate, 50 million people in the EC region lived in illegal or informal settlements. That's huge. It's a pressing economic, social, environmental issue. So that the Charter tries to address them all.